Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm so happy to have Zach Maranowicz on the show. He's a hard rock, metal guitarist, and vocalist from Southampton, New Jersey. Currently the lead guitarist for New Jersey band based Disciples of Verity.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
So, welcome to the show, Zach. How you doing?
Hey, Toronto. How you doing? I'm good.
I'm good, man. So, I love talking to rock metal guys because you're not as common as the pop people. And I've released a couple metal hard rock songs, and they're among my favorite. So I really love I love the genre, man.
Oh, awesome. Me too.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what got you going down the path of playing the guitar.
Well, I picked up the guitar, I think I was around 11 years old, but I didn't really get serious with it till I was about 12.
Okay.
I started listening to bands like Ozzy, Metallica, Black Sabbath, and of course, they're almost like the gateway bands to hard rock and heavy metal. And then eventually, picking up the guitar, I took a couple lessons. I hooked up with a teacher that was really cool. He taught me a couple songs, and it just took on a life of its own from there.
That's awesome, brother. So, what gets you passionate when you pick up that guitar? Like, is there something you're thinking about? Is there something that, a vibe, a feeling? Like, what makes you go?
Yeah, I mean, I really like to, I love to connect with people when I play live. And when I write songs, I sometimes almost envision myself playing them live in front of a bunch of people. And I can only imagine, like, the energy or, what people can connect with. Hopefully people vibe with it on a certain level and they can get into it.
Yeah, and I think that's important for this genre more than other genres, right?
Yeah, for seeing a live show, it's all about the energy and connection with the crowd, for sure.
Yeah, and I love some of the songs. I can't even make out what they're saying, right? But you're just like sitting there bopping to it and throwing your body around, and it's just it definitely is a different energy.
Yeah, even then, it's like just feeling that bass in your chest, the low end and the riffs and just seeing everybody thrashing around on stage. It's a good time.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us about your process. Tell us about you, the band. How do you guys get together? How do you write songs and come up with material?
Well, as a solo act, I'm almost like in solitary here. I'm all by myself. I do all the instrumentation. I play all the guitars, I play the bass, I organize the drums and the keys. I can play a little bit of drums and keys, but, I'm just a dabbler with those. But I sing all my own tunes, and, I'm in a couple of other bands. But, yeah, it's just what you're feeling in that moment. Sometimes you're feeling kind of laid back and you want to write something mellow, but sometimes you just want to go nuts and write something like balls to the wall,
Yeah, no, I totally get it, man. What is solo life like compared to the band?
Well, there's a lot less arguing, for sure. Not that I'm one of the argumentative types. I don't have to watch anybody argue. But working with people is amazing. It's a rewarding experience, and you get a really unique sense of what your music is all about when you work with people. But working by yourself, you really get to do what you want to do. What you hear is what comes out, and you really have unlimited time to refine it to what you want it to be. And I think that in itself, it makes it unique on its own.
Zach, tell us a little bit about your fondest musical memory growing up in your household.
My fondest musical memory. I would say in my household, just getting together with my friends in high school and like jamming and, you know, playing our first shows and, you know, watching back like some of the videos and just being like really proud, like, wow, guys, we did that. You know, like we grew and we got good together. And, you know, as you get older, you move on to other people and, you know, you just get proud of the things that you could draw like a roadmap pretty much.
Yeah. Tell us about your process. Do you start with the guitar lick? Do you start with drum groove? How do you write your songs?
So I write songs in one of two ways. The first way is I get a bunch of riffs together and I do all the music. I do the leads, the drums, the bass, and then I got nothing for the vocals. And sometimes I got to come back to it weeks, months, and maybe even like a year later. But then my other way is that it all comes to me all at once. I got a solid melody. I got good lyrics. I write a chord progression and some licks to it. And it, boom, I got a song. And then I can refine the groove. And yeah, it just all comes to me all at once.
It's pretty cool, man. What do you think is the biggest contrast between being in a band and being on your own?
Being in a band, it's nice to have people to bounce ideas off of, and everybody has a different ear. Everybody's listening for their own part, so I think it's harder for mistakes or, you know, like little blemishes to come through. It's definitely more secure that way. When you're on your own, you really have to be like the jack of all trades. You have to be the one looking out and overseeing everything, which can be a little overwhelming. And sometimes, you know, you release something and it's like, oh, I didn't catch that. Yeah. You know, I had nobody bounce that off. But, you know, it's awesome because you could say, I did that. Like, that's all me.
Yeah, no, I totally get you. Is there any kind of education or training that you continue to do to try to hone your craft?
Well, I did graduate with an associate's degree in music study and performance. So I do understand music theory. Obviously, I practice guitar every day. I try to practice singing as much as I can. I always look up musicians and I watch them play. I always find like watching and listening. And sometimes they strike a chord with me where it's like, wow, I never thought to try something like that. Let me see if I can do something like that in the future when I'm writing my next tune.
When you look at your career, what's the best piece of advice anyone's ever given you?
The best advice is don't be overly flashy. Have good taste, good vibrato. You know, be humble. Just be yourself. Just do what you like to do. Play in a way that's not inauthentic. Just basically be true to you. Play how you want to play. Always try something new. You know, step outside your comfort zone when you can. But yeah, basically all those things.
Do you have a favorite 80s jam or 90s jam, like whatever decade you're more into?
I was born in the 90s, but I mean, I love everything. 80s jam. I mean, I love Metallica. Anything by Metallica. Probably my favorite Metallica song is probably Fade to Black. 90s? That's a tough one. I mean, I love, probably my favorite 90s band is Alice in Chains. I'm going to have to go with Damn That River by Alice in Chains. That's a good one.
Okay. Tell us about this song we're going to hear in a few minutes here. What inspired it?
Basically I was sitting around and, you know, some stuff was going on. Somebody I knew for a long time had passed away, and, you know, I had some pets that were sick and they passed away, and it basically just gets you thinking like, wow, like, I mean, so much has changed in such a short amount of time. And I think back to even a year or two ago and my life was totally different, and it literally feels like it was yesterday. But, you know, when you're in the thick of all that stuff, it feels like forever. But now that it's all gone, you know what I mean? It just passed so quick. And sometimes you got to slow down and appreciate and comprehend what's going on around you. So I think that's really the central point of this song.
That's a cool point. All right, man. Tell you what, brother, let's take a listen, then we'll come back and talk, okay?
Alrighty, sounds good.
All right, everybody, check this out. So that's a pretty cool song, man. Thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
No problem. I'm glad everybody got a chance to check it out.
I'm sure they'll enjoy it. Tell us about your favorite person in the world to follow on social media.
That's a tough one. I mean, I always was really drawn to just following James Hetfield. I think he's got a good, humble personality when he talks about his works, and I think he has a very deep insight and understanding with what he's trying to accomplish.
Okay, that's interesting. Tell us a little bit about the coolest gig or road trip that you ever took by yourself with your band that just strikes back fond memories.
Well, to be honest, I haven't taken too many road trips, but I did play a couple shows on my own. I played a couple gigs down the shore, and I played, you know, a couple of local joints around Jersey, and the crowd is usually really cool, and I made some pretty nice tips that night. I played for about 3 hours, but nothing outrageous yet, but hopefully some more gigs to come.
When you play for that long of a time, I assume you also throw in some covers, right? Or are you just doing all your own stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have to do covers. People want to hear covers, definitely. So you got to almost do the ones that almost you pay homage to the ones that inspired you, and you do them in a way that is your own. But then, yeah, you throw in your own stuff and your own music. And if you're playing acoustic and it's metal stuff, you got to kind of rehash it and make it acoustic singer-songwriter, you know?
Yeah. How do you do it when you're on your own? Are you doing the Ed Sheeran thing? Do you have a pedal? How do you do everything?
I basically just set up with the PA. I got the acoustic guitar and I got a mic with some reverb. I might bring an electric guitar just for the sake of a different tone or different sound. And you know, I play a little piano, so I mean, that might be nice to incorporate.
Okay, so you like to spice it up.
Yeah, a little bit. Nothing too crazy.
Zach, are there any kinds of things that you don't like to do that you want to share with us tonight?
Don't like to do? I don't like to waste time. I hate to wait. I hate to sit around and do nothing. I'm always doing something, it seems. I'm always, whether it's my solo music with Second Skin, with Disciples of Verity, with Riversen, working, exercise. I'm always doing something, mowing the lawn. So I hate to not be productive.
I completely agree with you, man. I'm all about efficiency, and sometimes I will go on vacation and do nothing, but usually I feel guilty. I'm always trying to do something.
Yeah, it's like you're playing hooky, right? It doesn't seem right.
So I guess along with that question, what do you think about when you're alone in your car and you got nothing going on?
Well, when I'm alone, I'm usually thinking about music, but sometimes I'm tuning out. Sometimes I'm thinking about like stuff I did yesterday, or like what I'm gonna do tomorrow, or my mind's all over the place when I'm alone.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. What were you like in high school, Zach?
I would say I was pretty shy, pretty reserved. I think towards like senior year, I started to really come out of my shell, and you know, I think just being, I moved around a lot as a kid, so spending some more time in one place definitely helps. You get to make a lot of friends, and I would say it was a pretty cool experience. A lot of, you know, not so great experiences, but you got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah. Is there anything you would redo if you could go back to the future or back in time, like, you know, Michael J. Fox did?
Yeah. I would probably tell myself to lighten up a little bit. Don't be so guarded. Don't be so closed off. I would say, and you know, if somebody says something to you, just roll with it. You know, you got to laugh it off sometimes. If somebody says something that irritates you, you got to kind of just, because if they know it irritates you, they're going to keep doing it. So you got to just kind of play it off like, yeah, whatever, it's a joke, you know?
Yeah, well, you're at the right show, man. I think I have a particular skill set to irritate people, bother them, tease them, and so, yeah, okay. Tell us about the funniest thing that's happened to you in the last year.
Man, that's really tough. The funniest thing. Man, what did we do? I'm going to have to think about that one.
All right, we'll come back to it. When it pops into your head, just let us know, man.
Alrighty.
All right, what inspires you?
What inspires me? I would say having something to call my own. I love to be independent. I love having a sense of self-reliance. I definitely, when I make music, I look at it like it's my collection. It's my, like, this is what I do, and this is what I'm going to leave behind one day. Whether anybody listens to it, that's totally up for debate. But, you know, I could say I did it, and, you know, all the experiences combined, like, I would like to say I lived a full life.
Yeah, that's fair enough, man. Tell us about your socials, your website. Where can people hook up with you, find information about you, stream your stuff, buy your stuff?
Oh, yeah. People can hook up with me on just about anything. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, the whole gamut. So really, I mean, you can't miss me. Just type in my name. You could buy my music on a Bandcamp. All you guys, like I said, just type in my name.
Awesome, man. What do you think is the coolest thing that's going to happen to the world this year that nobody knows about yet?
I'm hoping the price of living comes down. That would be awesome.
Yeah, man. It's crazy how insanely expensive everything is now, and none of us are making more money, and it's just like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, even if it doesn't happen this year or next year or never, that's at least my hope for this year. A little more mild expenses.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man, last question. Any surprises for the fans this year? Anything we should be eagerly anticipating?
Well, I am releasing my follow-up EP to my album that I released last year. The EP is called Crying Out. It has four songs, and I believe it's set for release in October of 2023.
Awesome, man. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight, dude. It was great.
Oh, no problem. I really appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And to all the listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your so precious time with the two of us. We thank you, and we hope your unique story gets heard around the world, too. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other really cool and awesome artists sharing their fascinating stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Why the passion didn't last? Seemed so horny at the start. Inseparable, nothing kept us apart. Last summer, something changed, and I stopped getting freaking laid. There's a question I keep wondering, a nagging feeling, it's got me suffering. Did you cheat on me? Did you cheat on me? Suspicious, anxious, and insecure. Obsessed day and night and through and through. My worst nightmare didn't come true. Did you cheat on me? Did you cheat on me when I was always there for you? I took it kinda hard. Was painful being so far apart. Though we were all broken up, I never really had enough. I always felt so damn wrong. Acted like a rabid dog. Stumbled like a drunken man. So but slowly I walked and I ran. There's a question I keep wondering. A nagging feeling, it's got me suffering. Did you cheat on me? Did you cheat on me? Suspicious, anxious, and insecure. Obsessed day and night. Did you cheat on me when I was always there for you?
Did you?
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.